What is it?
Studs. 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 Studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man. Look at this dude. There he is. All right. All right, folks, it is Tuesday. What is it, January 29th or so? Yeah. And the Florida election is over. Your guy.
My boy.
Your boy John McCain beat Romney.
Yep.
Is that right?
And he beat Rudy, too. So now, Mayor Giuliani, this is the amazing thing about these elections. I mean, it's over for Mayor Giuliani, who, you know, just a month ago, 2 months ago, he was the leading candidate.
And in July, everybody was bailing out of McCain's camp.
Right.
Everybody.
McCain had no money.
And he was losing. Everybody was, his advisors quit, his campaign manager, everybody said, F it, I'm out.
It's amazing because if you watch it like a sporting event like I do, it reminds me of 2004. Do you remember in 2004, John Kerry, who of course went on to get the party nomination, he lost against George Bush, but he won the nomination.
Right.
Okay, 6 months before the convention, he had to refinance his house to get more money to fund his campaign.
I don't buy that because she has a ton of money.
Well,
his wife.
But this is what he did, according to reports.
Oh,
and
boy.
McCain.
That's really believing in yourself, man.
McCain was.
I wouldn't do that.
Counted for dead. And Rudy Giuliani, had you inject. And believe me, I know a thing or two about Rudy Giuliani. I was in New York when he was mayor. I've interviewed him once or twice. I know the dude, you know, from interviewing him. And I know him from covering him. When I was, you know, doing radio in New York, he's got a pretty high opinion of himself. If you had injected him with truth serum about 3 months ago, 6 months ago, he would have said, "Oh yeah, no, I'm absolutely going to be the next president of the United States."
There you go.
Oh, no way.
All right, though, Sammy Slam and Sam Phillips is on the phone because she's got a very interesting story for us.
She does?
And, yeah, I'm going to tell you that it has something to do with, well, I don't know how much I can talk about this. Sam, you there?
Hi, you guys.
Hey, what's happening, baby?
Just sitting home getting effed up on my night off.
All right. Sam Phillips, host of The Single Life.
Hi, Sammy.
And all kinds of shows on the weekend. You got like a real estate show, a plastic surgery show. You got
a fitness show.
Oh,
actually, that's Kerry
unbelievable.
Kingston with the plastic.
Right, yeah. But you still do Dr. Jennifer Jara, right?
Yes, I sure do.
Well, that's how good that doctor is. I thought it was you walking around. I didn't know it was Kerry Kingston. You guys looking like each other now.
And I know. We're just one.
And the go zone.
All right, Sammy. So can we talk about this as, can we say what business it was in that happened to this guy?
You mean what the guy does for a living?
Yes.
He's in radio.
Okay, he's a big executive in radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Brian Whitman would know him. I know the name, and most people who work at the station would know who this was.
Tim, would you write the name down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll write the name down.
All right, we won't say the name on the air, though.
He doesn't work at this station.
Say the name.
All right. All right, so what happened here, dude?
Okay, so, you know, he's my little pot-smoking buddy. Every time he comes into town, we hook up, we smoke, whatever. He decided to send some pot home, or to where his home is now in San Francisco.
Right.
So he's going to mail it. So he didn't mail it the appropriate way. Basically, he just stuck it in an envelope. But he was sort of creative. He stuck in, apparently, a candle and breath mints and put it in a UPS package and dropped it off at, you know, one of those centers at a supply store.
Right.
Okay. So apparently the staff was like, what the hell is that smell? Anybody smell that smell? It smells like marijuana.
Oh, boy.
So then he got a call from the sheriff's department.
Oh, boy.
Saying, hey, buddy, are you so-and-so? He's like, yeah. They're like, did you attempt to mail marijuana to yourself? Now, check it out. This guy, he got caught because he mailed it to himself as the recipient to his home address using his real name and his L.A. address and his real phone number in the sender information box.
Who the F does that?
Wait a minute. He was in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Thought he would need some weed when he got home to San Francisco.
Yes.
So mailed it so that by the time he got to the Bay Area, it would be there.
Yes. He he figured if he sended it to himself, addressed to himself from himself, his real address to his real address, he would be cool because he's got a recommendation.
Right.
So, but I don't really think that that covers, you know, sending it in federal airspace. I think there's kind of laws against that.
I think there are. I've never done it, but I think there are now.
Well, I've done it, but I've gotten away with doing it.
Well, I'm not sure that just because it was airborne, that makes it illegal. But I think what happened was, first of all, I know people who send like large amounts of money to bookies and
really?
And pot and drugs to one another across the country.
Right.
Really, like in overnight delivery packages.
I know a guy that put $85,000 in cash, in $100 bills, and sent it to his bookie, and he used Federal Express.
Did it absolutely positively have to be there overnight?
It had to be there overnight.
But let me tell you, not to be all whatever, FedEx is the way to go.
You know what? That's what I hear.
This guy effed up because he did UPS.
Right.
Mm-mm.
That's what I understand. Everybody I've ever been told, you know, when you send something shaky in the mail,
right,
you got to go FedEx.
Now, what about DHL? What's the deal on DHL? Can you get away with sending stuff with those guys?
Not quite sure. But here's a tip. If you're going to send it, you need to, like, disguise the smell. I mean, the fact that he just put it literally in an envelope, a paper envelope that you lick and seal, I mean, no disguising of the smell there.
Mm.
You know, you need my suggestion, hide it in coffee.
Coffee?
Oh, yeah. Like, go to Coffee Bean or Starbucks, whatever you like, get a thingy of bean coffee, out-dump some, put the marijuana in the middle, repackage it, put the beans back around it, close it back up, maybe buy a mug, some of those chocolate wafers to make it look like a coffee present package.
Yeah, but then you're spending more money on the surroundings than you are on the weed.
Yeah, but think about it. It's like, that's like the best of both worlds, because when you finally get there and or your friend gets it, you get an upper and a downer. You know, you get the weed and some coffee.
Yeah, and a nice mug.
Thank you. Like something to commemorate the memories.
I don't know. I think there's like a cheaper way to go.
No, I think that Sam is on to something.
Thank you.
When she says, you know, you really want to
make the money.
Well, you want to make the package look like
a present.
Yeah, you want to make it look like what it isn't.
See, this is what I've been told, especially in the winter. If you send somebody like weed through FedEx,
right?
You take one of their coats. Like, let's say I don't know, a friend of yours is on the road and he says, "Oh, I need some weed." You take one of your winter coats, stuff the weed into a pocket with foil or whatever, and then put the coat into a FedEx box. You're sending a guy a piece of clothing. They never ever question that.
Yeah, no foil. Foil X-rays, metal, foil, no.
Yeah, but I understand that FedEx doesn't do that.
Why chance it? You know what I say? And certainly don't use your... Okay, look, people. If I send it, say I'm going to go visit somewhere, and I don't travel with it because that's illegal, like to get on an airplane with it.
Right.
I would just prefer to send it and let the person that I'm sending it to deal with it if something happens.
Yeah.
Right, because you don't put your return address on it.
Hell no! I don't use my name. I don't use my number. I don't use my address. I make everything up. Okay? And then I address it to whoever I'm staying with. And then if they get a call, hey, do you know so-and-so? They sent you a package. Clearly, they would not be lying by going, no, I don't know so-and-so.
Well, then how come they're able, excuse me for interrupting, if pot is such a problem, how come they're able to send painkillers, Vicodin in the mail? You go to those websites and they'll mail you, Viagra, they'll mail you everything.
That's not illegal.
I bet it is. You know, when I was younger, I sent fireworks to myself because we're going to have a big fireworks display up in Canada. And at that time, Ontario was going through a drought and they said no fireworks. So I sent a brick of firecrackers to my mom's house in Erie, Ontario.
Sure, she
about
loved,
15, 20 years ago.
She loved that.
And I can't tell you how many cops got involved on both ends of this.
What?
on how, because I'm sending explosives
through
the mail.
Right. Can you imagine trying to do that now?
Oh, today they just shoot you.
Right.
But back then, my mom called me and asked if I did it because I didn't put in a return address or anything. I said, what are you, a lunatic? I wouldn't do that. She went through hassles for so long.
I bet.
She had to go through the OPPs, the provincial police up there. She had to go through the FBI. The Detroit police were involved. Everybody was involved in this thing.
Gosh.
Over the stupid, a brick of fireworks. Jesus Christ.
Firecrackers.
Firecrackers. Yeah. Hey, Sammy.
Sammy, baby.
Yeah, guys.
Get back on your respirator, baby.
No, dude. I'm just taking a puff listening to the story.
Ah, all right. All right, baby.
Good stuff.
All right, man. We thank you for calling, darling.
I love you guys.
And you're doing a new show over the weekend with Pod. Is that right?
Oh, my God, dude. True enough. I just had a great meeting yesterday with Bruce M. Margolin. You know, the criminal defense attorney?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, my God. He's a huge stud. It's 800-420 laws. So if anybody has any problems, they're busted, any type of drug arrests, he is the dude. He's like Miles L. Berman to DUIs to he's the guy for pot and drugs.
Right. When will the show be airing, Sam?
We don't know, but we had our big first meeting yesterday. He loves me. I love him.
Hey, Sam, isn't that the guy who has the saying, friends don't let friends toke alone?
Isn't that the... I don't know, but I'll make sure that's our new slogan.
Yes. All right, baby. Thanks for calling.
Love you guys.
All right. There she goes.
Love you,
everybody.
Sammy.
All right. All right. So Sam's friend gets busted for pot.
Yeah, man.
How do you send weed or money or drugs where you don't get caught, especially weed? Because you can't smell the pills, right? So you can throw the pills in a pill bottle and send them to some friend. Nobody knows.
Right. Unless they x-ray.
Right. But how do you send weed to somebody without getting caught? It's a big deal because a lot of people here in Southern California have those prescription cards and they're allowed to buy weed and they send it to friends all over the country.
Right.
But you can't, you got to be very careful with that because you want to get caught doing it. Malibu Dan, I remember he told me a story. He was up in Canada and he was with his lovely wife in Toronto and they're coming back to the United States and both of them like to get really high before they do anything. They just like to get really high before they eat, they sleep, before they run, before they bathe. They just like to get high and they get high before they fly.
Sure.
So they're in the international airport in Toronto and a dog comes up to Malibu Dan. He's petting the dog and the cop goes, don't touch the dog. He goes, what's going on? He goes, that's a drug-sniffing dog. Come here, young man. Into the interrogation room, and they went through every piece of his clothing. Mm-hmm. The one pocket they didn't check, he had a joint in there. The one pocket they didn't check.
But didn't they smell his clothes?
Oh, yeah. It smelled like weed. The whole suitcase smelled like weed, but they couldn't find it.
But, you know, I have to tell you, though, Tim, and I know we'll take calls on this. Sam Phillips, I think, had a pretty good idea, and that is to go to the supermarket, fill up half of the container with coffee, put the weed in there, fill up the other half of the bag with coffee beans, and then you get like a mug and it looks like a coffee present and you smell those coffee beans because the coffee beans are surrounding the weed.
Yeah, but you know, I think that's sort of like a tip off to dogs. I think dogs, if they smell coffee, they think, that must be weed in there.
Oh, they do?
I don't know. I think so. I think that's like the real obvious way to go. And people have been doing that for a long time. And I think the feds are onto that. Now the dog can sniff the coffee and right through into the weed, I think. I don't know. All right. For you guys out there who have more experience than us two dopes, how do you send weed internationally or nationally without getting caught? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Rob in Oxnard, you're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
All right, man.
Actually, you are correct. The feds are actually on to the coffee. They now train their dogs to sniff for coffee.
Did you get caught doing this?
Yes, you can. I did not get caught, but a friend of mine actually did.
Oh, bubble.
While she was in school, she used to drink Starbucks all the time. And they would always check her locker if the dog would go off because she had coffee in there. Wow. They searched her locker about 6 months because she always had coffee in there. to the point where the feds just went, it's coffee. We know it's coffee. Leave it alone.
Right. She just happened to be a coffee lover.
Right. Well, that says something for these dogs nowadays that they're even into Starbucks.
Right. I mean, you know, they're even,
Jesus Christ, man.
Into the two-pump mocha.
Yeah, it's, that's just Folgers. Leave it alone.
That's a white chocolate latte venti. With no whipped.
Matt in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man. How do you send your weed, dude?
What seems I've heard works well is go and get some peanut butter and get the peanut butter a little cooled down and take a spoon and spoon out a big area in the middle of it and stick your bag down in there and then put the rest of that peanut butter back in, warm the peanut butter back up till it gets nice and smooth and fresh and wait till it cools down.
So it's like it's like doing mold. You're like doing it's almost like doing ceramics.
Well, the peanut butter just encompasses and encases the bag.
That's not a bad idea.
There's no smell. There's no problems.
Have you tried that before?
Jelly.
Have you tried it?
Have I?
Yeah.
If I told you, I'd have to get rid of you.
Boom. All right. Thanks for.
We're going to get rid of you, even if you don't tell us.
Oh man. But if that does sound like an interesting way to go.
A peanut butter, but that's a lot of work.
But don't they suspect that there's something in that peanut butter when you're just sending one jar of Skippy to a guy back in Detroit?
Or, no, if you're traveling on an airplane and you're bringing, like, lots of food because, you know.
I don't think you can do that, though.
You can't bring, like, peanut butter on an airplane?
So. Not anymore.
No?
I think you need little tiny bottles that allow you like 2 ounces of crap.
Yeah, you can't get anything in there.
But you can stick it in your luggage. I don't think the dogs are sniffing the luggage.
No, no, they're not. But the luggage is going through the X-ray machines.
Yeah, but I don't think they're X-raying for that. I don't know, man. It's just so weird that, you know, 2008 and people are still trying to figure out how to send pot across the country.
Yeah, do they X-ray just for chunky style or for the original creamy Skippy?
I mean, you would have to be an idiot to send your friend back, you know, who lives in Philadelphia, a jar of peanut butter that's commonly available in Philadelphia. Right? It would have to be like California gold peanut butter, you know, something you can only buy at Trader Joe's.
Well, you'd have to write on the envelope, please deliver, friend is shut in. You know, he can't get out of the apartment to buy peanut butter, so you're supplying him with all of his groceries.
All right, how do you send that weed and not get caught? 520-9710. Carlos in Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Yeah, I don't do the local weed or anything, but I know with the federal post office, that's a federal protected parcels. If you steal that, it's a federal crime. If you steal UPS parcels, it's just the theft. So that's probably what's going on with the post office. And for God's sake, still use coffee grounds. Everybody knows about that.
Yeah, I think it's too obvious. All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
So you think our resident pot expert, Sam Phillips, is using an antiquated method?
I think people who use coffee to send weed are also people in guys in bars that will hit on chicks that go, hey, what time do you get off? You know, it's sort of like there's no creativity there whatsoever. It's like, you know, hey, what's your sign? What time do you get off?
Yeah, I think the radio guy that will remain nameless, he really did not put a lot of thought into it. He threw a candle in there and some breath mints and just sealed an envelope. I mean, that's not a lot of effort.
Yeah, I know the guy that it happened to, and he's a good guy.
I know him pretty well.
There's not a lot of street smarts in that dude.
Well, I tell you, he's a brilliant radio dude.
Yeah, but when it comes to street smarts, man, that guy, I've actually been with that dude when he got paranoid over something. I'd love to tell that story, but I can't. All right, gang, how do you send pot and not get caught for it, either overseas or around this great country of ours? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
How hard is it?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. How do you send pot around the country without getting caught, man?
Right. Yes. And are there overnight delivery services that are better to use than others?
How about all these guys? Everybody has a suggestion here. A lot of guys sending weed, man.
Does everybody send it overnight, Tim, or do you think some people send it regular mail?
I think they have regular mail. You know, my dad did. We were coming back from Hawaii when I was a kid. I went over there with my dad and my stepmother and a couple of the kids.
Ernie Anderson?
I don't think Ernie was on this trip.
Because that's a great story about Ernie.
My dad was bringing back pineapples.
Right.
He had like four or five pineapples, and he gets to the airport, and they said, you can't bring those on the plane. You can't bring fruit from Hawaii back to the United States, because, you know, back to the mainland, because there's like fruit flies, and there's other crap they have here we don't have there.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So my dad said, wow, these are really delicious. I really like to get them on the plane. So he opens up the suitcase, stuffs them in a suitcase, puts one of my brother's pair of underwear on top, and then takes some chocolate pudding and throws it in the underwear. The guy in customs opens up the suitcase and slams it. And he goes, "You get out of here. Right. Whatever you got in there, you're fine."
Keep moving. That's classic.
All right. How do you send it around the country here, man? Omar in Fulton, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yep.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi,
hey,
Omar. You're on.
The best way to send it is to vacuum seal it, you know, and you just put it in between your... You know, tuck it in between your precious ones down there.
Oh, you put it in your, and you keep it in your pants?
In your pants the whole way. And once you get on the plane, you can actually take it out because, you know, after that, there's no more, you know, you don't really get searched.
Yeah, you skated after that.
Yeah, after that, you're good. The main thing is just to get through the, you know, security and you're in after that. You're good.
Oh, bubbo. Yeah. All right, man. Well, you know, you've done this before?
I know somebody I have.
Not All right, me, man. Though. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right,
there he goes.
Omar with a very useful tip.
Yeah, I like that guy. All right, let's talk to Jesse in Corona. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey.
Hi.
Great, great. Hey, listen, yeah, the best way, FedEx is the best way, but there's the two key points here. One is the packaging. Yeah, you got to package it pretty good. You can use that tack paper you use on shelves.
Right.
You also sprinkle it with a little bit of talcum powder, you saran wrap, you put it in a box, whatever, and kind of seal it pretty good. And the important key now is that timing. Now, FedEx closes at, what, 5 o'clock? You got to get there about 4:45, and you send it AM delivery the next day because they ain't got time to check nothing. All you got to do is scan it.
I see. All right. So you take it late and have it delivered early.
But really thinking exactly. It through here.
Well, it's pretty effective, so I hear.
Right.
So, once it gets to the destination, it has to be there before 8 o'clock.
Right.
And, of course, you know, you put someone else's name or what have you, but that's the best way. And
that's
again,
a great tip there, dude.
Yeah. You know, like I said, it's pretty effective.
All right, man. We thank you for calling.
All right. There,
all right.
Guys.
There he goes. It's a great tip. Take it to FedEx late. And tell them you need it early.
Yes.
Corey in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Gentlemen, good evening. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Corky?
Not too much.
I think it's Corey.
I think it's Corey, too.
Did your mom call you Corky?
You know what? Only in certain circumstances when obviously things weren't too good. But no, nevertheless, guys, really depending on what you're trying to do, I actually had a buddy of mine. We flew down to Cabo, and he did the vacuum seal thing and actually put it in his pocket. And when we got to altitude or when the plane was repressurized, the thing blew up in his pocket. And it looked like, I mean, you don't even want to know. I mean, the whole plane stunk. Nobody could figure out what
Oh,
was,
Jesus.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, the pressurized cabin. Oh, man.
Did oxygen masks fall from the ceiling?
No, oxygen masks did not deploy, but nevertheless, it was a very interesting hour and a half ride into Mexico.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, that you can do, which, seems to work pretty well, is roll-up deodorant. You get one of those economy-sized roll-up deodorants, you cut out half the stick and replace it with the goods.
What kind of deodorant?
Like roll-up deodorant, like, you know, the kind that you, that has the big stick that you can roll
up. Oh, I see. All right. Roll-on.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
All right, buddy. All right, thank you for calling. I didn't know what roll-up was.
Right. Well, you push it up.
It's like a chocolate flavor.
Or sometimes you roll it. Well, the Menin, but that's not a, you know, like the speed stick. You turn the thing on the bottom and that pushes it up. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about like a thick ball of deodorant and you pop the top off and stick the bag in.
I was going to a bachelor party in San Francisco, Las Vegas, with about 8 friends. And we're all flying out of Burbank. And I said to a friend of mine, I said, hey, who has the weed? And he says, I got it. I said, all right, well, where is it? And he said, it's in my pocket. I said, all right, what do you have it wrapped in? He said, a cigar container. I said, a metal cigar container? He said, yeah. I go, you a-hole. Follow me. So we go into the bathroom. He dumps it out, puts him in his sock, like wraps him around, you know, around his ankle. He has like five or six joints around his sock. Go through, you know, the security.
Yeah.
They take that cigar tube from him and do about 20 minutes of sniffing and investigating and wondering, you know, what the hell was in there.
Brought the dogs in there.
Yeah, he still had the tube with him. I said, are you out of your effing mind?
You didn't make sure he threw it out in the restroom?
No, I assumed he did because we were taking the joints out of it. I assumed that he tossed it away.
That's funny.
Jesus Christ, man. Right. I tell you, some people.
Well, some guys are really dumb.
This is a really smart guy, too. I don't know how that happened. All right, Walter in Long Beach on 97.1 Free FM. How do you send pot around the country? Walter.
There he goes. Mm-hmm.
How about Rod and Glendora? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, man.
Well, you know, basically, I used to be a really hardcore pot smoker maybe about 5 years back, and I stopped smoking, but my brother, who lives in Arizona, still smokes, and he has a hard time getting it just because of his job in the community. So what he does is he'll call me and say, hey, you know, I need a candle, and what I'll do is I will actually get a power drill and drill out a scented tubular candle and then stuff it in there. And they have these baggies now where the scent doesn't actually leave the bag, and so I'll put in one of those, and then I'll basically reseal the wax inside the candle and just send it, you know, regular mail.
How hard is it?
Huh?
Tommy has a question for you.
Oh.
Okay.
How hard is it?
Jeez.
Well, it's not that hard because when you have the the power drill, you know, they have those circular attachments on the power drill, and you just basically do a one shot right into the candle.
Oh, right, right.
And
that's a great story.
That's a great story, dude. I'd love to hear the rest of that. I'd love to talk to you all night.
Now, is Tommy on that particular clip? I think I'm not the only guy listening to the show tonight hearing that clip of Tommy. Is that affected? Is he doing a character voice, or is that just him? Because it sounds like a chick.
How hard is it?
I think he was yelling at somebody.
I think it's just him. Wow.
Billy and Oxnard, you're on 97.1.
And let me tell you, I'm a driver for FedEx, and the key is to hide the smell. You must hide the smell because if you can smell it anywhere, you have a greater chance of some of those employees.
Wait, you work for FedEx?
Yeah, that's right.
So if you smelled weed in one of those boxes, are you obligated to turn it into your superior?
Yes, according to procedures. Yes,
yeah, but you don't do that, right?
Right. You go try to find the package and hit the weed yourself.
And let me tell you, all the people that process those packages are 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. And if they smell some of that, you know, it's not going to reach its destination. Let me just say that.
Well, that's not true. I think FedEx does a great job. And I think that pound for pound, if you had a package that had to be somewhere definitely overnight,
right,
and you wanted one way to show the company that you're sending it to that you mean business, I think FedEx is the way to go.
FedEx is a great company, but we have at least he calls himself Billy, a FedEx driver from Oxnard, saying otherwise, Tim.
I don't think so, dude. You're telling me that sometimes these 17, 18, 19-year-old kids will open up and steal the weed?
If they smell it, definitely.
You've seen that happen.
I have not seen it personally.
Oh, okay.
But
all right. There's,
all right,
all right.
Buddy, thanks.
All right.
All right. See?
See that?
Nobody's seen anything.
You smoked him out,
everybody's
Tim.
Everybody's always, you know, loose lips sink ships, Billy.
That's right. Okay.
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The best way to send pot across the country. It's pretty available here in Southern California with all these, you know, what are they called? Pharmacias?
Yeah. With all of the...
Dispensaries,
right. That's right.
And people around the country are saying, hey, send me some more weed. How do you do it and not get caught? It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
How hard is it?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. How do you send weed around the country and not get caught for it? Dennis in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. What's up with you, dude?
Well, a couple of years ago, my wife and I took a trip to Hawaii. We wanted to take some weed. So I did the biggest sissy thing ever, and that's bought a box of tampons. unwrapped it very carefully, opened up all the tampons.
Like you usually do?
Did you have a heavy flow, sir?
Yeah. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry?
Like you usually do?
Yeah, exactly. I like playing with them.
Right.
So I unwrapped them all, stuffed them all full of joints.
Like you usually do?
Again. And packed them all back up and carried them on the plane.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's say your wife was on her period over there.
Oh, boy.
Couldn't that kill the whole weekend?
We had marijuana along with us to cheer everything right back up. and then ended up running out when we were there, so bought more, and it ended up being Humboldt stuff.
How'd you know who sells it over there?
Yeah, we just got into conversation with somebody on the beach, and...
Yeah.
And it was this kind of running around to get it, but we ended up scoring it, and it was from Northern California.
That's pretty cool. Right,
yeah.
It sounds like you enjoyed yourself.
It was a great trip.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
There he goes,
man.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I always wonder how pot smokers can. And they're, you know, Malibu Dan's pretty good at this.
Yes.
When he goes into a new town, he like in 5 minutes from the time he the plane touches down.
Yes.
He knows somebody who sells weed.
Right. Even before the plane taxis to the to the jetway there. Or to the, you know,
I don't
to the
know
gate.
How he does it, man.
No,
like his pot smokers, they have like a sixth sense about him.
They do. I think that it's almost, you know what I think it's almost like? I think it's almost like swingers. I think swingers know.
Who swings?
Yes. And I think pot smokers know who smokes pot. I think more pot smokers know who smokes pot than swingers know who swing.
But I think more people smoke pot than swing, so it's easier to get a smoker than a swinger.
I agree with that, but Gina Grad...
But it's real tough to get a smoking swinger.
I'll tell you. But it's real tough to get a phone.
But...
Between Chuck and Tom Kelly's act. Dude.
Gina Grad, who had some wild
times... I'll tell you.
You better believe it, baby.
She had some wild times in college. Not that she was a swinger, but wouldn't you agree that swingers know swingers? Like if a husband and a wife, or a couple, they like put out the vibe, right?
I would assume, but I couldn't base it on any personal experience.
No, of course
why
not.
Are you asking Gina then?
No, because she had wild times in college that she's told us about.
Well, that's what college, that's college.
Right. So that's why I asked you.
Yeah.
I didn't have wild times in college, so that's why I asked you.
But it's not like the ice storm. It's not like we had like parties where you put all your keys in a bowl. But I'm sure you're probably right.
Well, good college. All right, Stephen and Carson, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Look at you.
Hey, dude.
Steven, man.
Right on. I'm a FedEx worker. I'm actually working right now. And I can't really say how to ship it, but I can tell you how to prevent it getting caught.
All right.
Plain and simple, if you're a drug dealer, switch up the packages. Make sure, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't put it in the exact same box all the time. As far as that one guy that said that, ship it late and then it'll get there early, very early, you're going to be spending so much money on that shipping that the weed is by far cheaper than the shipping cost.
Right, but the issue is not cost. The issue is the recipient needs their weed.
Oh, well, in that case, I mean, ship away. In that case, also, just to let you guys know, there is... narcotics detectives that come to the stations every now and then, if they suspect
Ryan.
A shipper, and they're there like literally like at 3 o'clock in the morning, pretty much with the dogs sniffing the whole station.
They ever find anything?
You'll be surprised. A couple bombs.
Wow.
Some narcotics, but
yeah.
I mean, as far as if you're willing to ship it through FedEx. You are taking a chance, but try to mix it up and, again, try to conceal the smell.
Speaking of bomb-sniffing dogs, I was in LAX recently,
right.
And a bomb-sniffing dog came up and smelled my bag and sat there next to it. And the cop comes and says, I need to open your bag because my dog thinks you have a bomb in there. And I said, like Christ almighty. And so he opens it up, takes it out. Sure enough, a DVD copy of Lions for Lambs.
Ha, 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 ha,
Thank you very much.
Oh, boy.
Tommy, please.
How hard is it?
All right.
My dog thinks there's a bomb in your bag. And I opened it up, and sure enough, a copy of Lions for Lambs. The DVD. Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, whoa.
Dave.
Whoa-wee.
David in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
How you doing tonight? Right. Hey, I guess this is the way you guys set it up, but I got a story about these one guys that shipped out. Let's see, how much did they send out? Almost 300 pounds worth of weed.
Wow. Maybe about three weeks ago, man.
I mean, they, but these idiots, they didn't like tighten it up like with any coffee grounds or anything like
man.
These guys, all they did was like airtight it maybe, and then put it in one box.
Boy.
And then they put it in another box, so they double sealed it. But instead of like what that one guy said, Steven said, dropping it off at a FedEx. He dropped it. He had DHL pick it up. Ooh. And what was it? One of them. If you know anything
Lions
about
Lions for Lambs.
Yeah, exactly. If you know anything
I
about
can't artists, get over like, it.
Drivers, IC drivers, they don't make nothing. You know, and if they're right. going to take something, they're going to take something.
Uh-huh.
So, what was it? They seen that, what was it? There was, what, almost, 300 pounds worth of weed. And so they're like, what the hell is this? Whatever.
All right, that's enough, dude. All right, let's talk to a Johnny in Oakland. You're on 97.1.
Yeah. The best way to send weed is in cakes and pies. Bake it in there, you know.
Cakes and pies.
That's right, because then, you know, you got a little blueberry kush pie, you know, purple pie.
Right.
Little white cake.
Like if somebody's in prison, you can put a file in there and bring them the pie.
Yeah, exactly. They like to eat that.
Are you
cake.
Calling from a cartoon?
No, I'm calling from Oakland, California.
All right, buddy, you're the best.
Yeah,
man.
Look around. Is everything around you drawn?
Oh, boy. A cartoon character calling.
You put a file in the pie and bring it in. Okay, escapes Alcatraz on you.
All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Ha 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 ha